From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A Clinton bid for the presidency brings up plenty of familiar feelings for Arkansans, and a familiar voice is back in Arkansas this week to help raise some funds for Hillary Clinton. James Carville joins us on the line.
Good to be back in Arkansas. What a beautiful day.
The Clinton campaign is, as it has been, the clear front runner by far in all but a few states at this point. Those leads are especially big in the South. And in Arkansas, we always kind of debate how appropriate it is to call Hillary Clinton Southern. So, is she Southern? And why can't a Clinton speak to the South anymore in a general election, maybe like you could in 92?
Well, I mean, if somebody Southern, I don't know if they're Americans, and she's got a large part of her life in Arkansas, which the last time I looked at the South, so, you know, people can interpret what they want, but I know her, and a lot of her heart is down here in this part of the world, and certainly spent enough time here to be a native. I think her husband is pretty entrenched Arkansian.
Certainly. Well, you've garnered some attention in the media lately this week, mostly for a pointed and kind of humorous attempt at downplaying speculation that Hillary may be in some trouble in the campaign because of either Bernie Sanders' momentum or speculation that Biden might enter the race, and also because of the situation involving Clinton's emails as Secretary of State. What do you really see your role in the campaign and your role on these media appearances?
I am an old kind of friend, and, you know, I'm living in New Orleans now. I'm kind of a college professor. But when I see people making ridiculous statements, and I'll come out and call them out on it. And what happened was some gentleman in the Washington Post said that there's a full-scale freak-out in the Democratic Party, that there's no such thing. Running for president has been, is, and always will be a difficult undertaking. And I think she's going to be fine, but, you know, we got a lot of work to do. That's why I'm here earlier today in Rogers, Arkansas, helping raise some money for her, and on my way down to Little Rock, and then tomorrow I'll be in Memphis, and I'll be in Columbia, South Carolina, because I know I've been around this, and I know it's a long-haul deal here.
And when you worked with Bill Clinton's first campaign, it was an outsider candidacy. You must have been cursing some of the establishment advantages back then. And you've certainly not been an outsider for a number of years now, especially with Hillary Clinton's campaign, establishment for sure. What is that like? Have you thought about how different things are around this time?
Right. You know, the 24 years between 1992 and 2016, and the country changes and things change, and it calls for, you know, she's a totally different candidate than President Clinton was. And, you know, the world changes. That's just the way politics is, the way the United States is.
James Carville from our neighboring state to the south, Louisiana. Thanks for your time.
All right, looking forward to November 14th, where the Razorbacks will be in Tiger Stadium.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.